This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Hi there, I'm Lee, and I've recently fallen in love with old giant monster movies.
And I'm Sarah, and I hate watching movies.
And we're the hosts of Kaiju Coffee Break, where we talk about kaiju like Godzilla, King Kong, and Gamera.
And coffee.
Every episode, we talk about one kaiju movie over our morning coffee and tell you all about it. We're going to talk about what we loved.
What we didn't love.
What was awesome.
And what was ridiculous.
We're going to start with Godzilla, but then branch out into other kaiju movies as we go.
I'm so excited.
So tune in on pantspending.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Kaiju Coffee Break.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC. So if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
You know what? I'm really glad you finally decided to stop banging other people and not bang me for a year. Thanks. I appreciate you making it so I can't bang anyone for the next fucking year either. That sounds great. Why don't we just fuck? God damn it!
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, the producers of the concert series Live from Somewhere. And now your host. His comedy career is more like Dead from Nowhere. Deese Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am Deese. Thank you for coming around for another episode. We got a great show planned for you this evening. But before we get into that, guys, announcement. As you've heard, as we've been talking about, a new show coming to Deese Comedy Wednesday, November 4th, the Some Imperfections podcast. I've teamed up with Abby Buckenberger and Sierra Kose, local life coaches. We're going to be giving you life advice, answering your questions, and I'm going to be being a jackass while they try to actually make your life better. But we've got some exciting stuff planned. We've already got a lot in the works. So keep an eye out for that on Deese Comedy as well as IAmAlliance.com and more. And as usual, every Monday, the Social Minute. Be sure and keep following that. You guys have been great with keeping up on that. I appreciate that. As for now, we're just going to get into the show. We've got a great one planned for you in studio. We have John Kurtz, Ryan Stocks, and Tyler Poole from Live from Somewhere. What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Man.
Thanks
for having us.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate you guys being here. I'm very curious about this Live from Somewhere that you've been doing. I've heard about it. I've seen about it. Tell me what this is and where this how this started.
John?
Oh, me. Okay. All right. You know, it's YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all over the place. Essentially started, kind of a long story behind that, but Ryan and I teamed up for Sip and Paint, bringing that to live streaming. Oops.
Oh, okay.
Bringing that live streaming. And
a lot of passion.
Are you guys painters, or you just found a way to bring something to, like...
Well, I own Sip and Paint Studio.
And,
the pandemic has prevented me from being able to really operate to the full capacity. So I reached out to John, seeing if he could help me come up with some sort of live stream or pre-recorded situation, some way to, you know, make up for not being able to do classes in person. So we did that for a little while, and we approached Tyler to see if we could host an event at his bar and restaurant. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, I mean, that sounds cool and all, you know, we'll get back to it. And then we eventually came up with an idea, the three of us, to try to throw this like weekend streaming music festival thing.
Okay.
And before that could really come to fruition, this idea popped up, and it was something that we just kind of decided to run with because it got us all really excited really quickly. And we approached Tyler with it, and he was like, man, I'm in, let's do this. And we just hit the ground running and haven't really slowed down since.
Yeah. So, Tyler, you own a restaurant in town?
Do.
What restaurant?
Pools Public
That
House.
Makes sense. I didn't want to assume that, but it seemed like that was going to be the correct answer.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Nice. You guys still have your chili on the menu?
Oh, yeah.
That's good chili.
All day, every day. It's good chili.
I haven't been there in a long time. I used to be up on the north side a lot more. I'm never north or south. I'm like here where we are now at the undisclosed live from somewhere or like downtown or out of the city. I my boundaries have changed. But that's a great. So this was born of the pandemic then,
yes.
of whatever we're calling this endemic.
Yep.
Now they've downgraded to this political farce. I don't know, whatever you want to call it, whatever you feel like calling it today. So this was a, you know, you saw a problem, you know, you can't barely be a restaurant for a while. And luckily you can now.
Yeah.
You can't do live music. You can't do sip and paint. So you find a way to bring it all together and make live events.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, essentially we're musicians, we're music fans, you know, we missed it. So we wanted to provide a platform for not only our enjoyment, but our friends and artists who are starving. You know, not being able to play shows and
no kidding
do that.
Yeah. What a crazy, you know, experience. I mean, I know comedy is what I do for a living. So, I mean, I went from doing 25 plus shows a month to, you know, four, maybe five. And they're all in Idaho and Montana, you know,
right.
It's like that's, you know, I could try to travel further and go to the Midwest, but it's like there's so many people out there working and so many people looking. It's like it's a lot of work for not a lot of return. So, and I know, musicians. I've had a couple musicians in here recently, and it's the same thing, that live entertainment, which honestly is probably, from what I'm hearing, probably dead at least till summer, maybe 2022 in Washington State.
Oh man,
mm-hmm.
So.
So live from somewhere, guys.
Yeah.
Sounds like we've got a job for a while.
Yeah, you guys, but the good news is you guys should be coughing on door handles and shit. Get everyone. So you guys keep a job, man.
No kidding.
We're doing our part.
Job security, guys.
Why do you think the chili's so good?
Yeah. I'll take it, man. I don't care. Where have you allowed to say where you've been doing them from, or is it that the secret of it? What's kind of the...
Well, we can say where we've done them, where we've aired them so far.
Okay.
I believe the first one...
there's not really any good
the first one was a,
on where it
well,
is.
Yeah. It was a dirt lot near the footbridge.
Walking bridge, yep.
Okay.
42 degrees north, 57.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then the other one was... at some friend's property out on the, well, near Qualchin Golf Course.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then episode 3, which comes
is out.
Out
already.
Yes.
Because this is on November.
Oh, yeah.
Or
the future.
Third, I think. November 3rd, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
That one was shot at the pavilion down in Riverfront Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
under
what
the lights.
That's a great spot.
It's fucking gorgeous.
Now is it you guys playing, or do you get other, you're getting other bands? What's
every episode's a different artist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
And who have you had on so far?
We had Exact Change of Matisse.
Oh, I love those guys.
Episode.
Shout out to those guys.
Yeah,
those
so
are the homies,
awesome.
Man. They've been on the show a bunch.
They set the bar really high.
Yeah.
Episode
1.
Really
episode.
High.
That's awesome. Yeah, they're great.
Figuratively and metaphorically.
Literally.
Literally. There's the word.
Did they have John Ward with them at the time?
Not at the time, no.
Okay.
He was still in Houston.
All right. He was on the show a couple weeks back. That guy,
nice.
That's a good dude, actually.
We just shot a music video.
I'm just
going to
say that
his
new music video premieres on the 13th.
Okay,
we
nice.
Just shot.
Awesome. Yeah, he's dope, man. His music is amazing.
Actually,
he's
all four of us were
in
the video.
We're all in the video.
Nice.
All
right.
Even Kat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so. And then who else after that did you have?
Episode 2 was Light and Mirror. No, I'm sorry. Uh-oh and the OLs. My days are blending.
That was almost a slip.
That was almost a slip.
Uh-oh and the OLs. They're super good if you haven't heard them.
Like, kind of like 60s rock inspired indie alt pop.
Wow.
Rock.
That's just everything.
Yeah. just like they're good though.
Okay.
Yeah, really, really cool.
Good kids, extremely unique. Talented. Yeah.
Yeah. Episode 3 at the Pavilion, Brother Nature.
Oh, not, you know, he's coming back. Is he down in Denver right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Right on.
Yeah, and he crushed it.
We actually shot his episode before we shot episode 2 because he was moving away.
Oh, I see. Got it. Nice, yeah. Nice.
So we had to sit on that amazing footage for 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And then, that was torture.
Actually, by this time, we can announce 4.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because it's already out.
I'll let you do the honors.
Go for it, Mr. Kirk.
Episode 4, Light and Mirrors.
Okay.
We kind of shot them out south of Deer Park. Kind of went all out.
Nice.
But it was good.
Yeah. What's the length of the episode, like the show? Is it a 90-minute show?
Half hour, 45 minutes.
Okay, so, okay.
Well, and what's cool about what we do is so we take, like, the first episode artist and the second episode artist, and we have them do a collaboration together.
Okay.
And, like, kind of think outside the box and out of their comfort zones and just kind of come up with something on the spot, and it's so fucking cool when
nice.
They do it.
Yeah. Have you guys had any type of pushback from the city or anyone contacting you telling you this is not allowed to be done, or
BMI or sent us an email? That's about it. And I got squashed real quick because it's all original music that we're producing.
Yeah,
the algorithm, they picked up something that was on one of the streaming platforms, and so they flagged a claim, copyright infringement, but we just disputed it and it went away.
But nothing from the city or anyone saying that they're
not yet.
Do you anticipate that, or do you think?
I don't think so. I think the Brother Nature episode probably would be the only situation where we'd come across something like that. It was just like kind of a guerrilla style shoot where we just went down there and fucking did it.
Because
we kind of learned though that we should, you know, be able to have the controlled environment a
little
more.
Yeah.
Plan A fell through, so that's how we landed.
Plan B works, man. It's such a weird thing because they don't want any live entertainment. Now, the outside entertainment is kind of nebulous.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've been down at the park over the summer. They were having, like, these religious groups would come through and hold these big concerts, and there were, like, 150 people probably just jammed together by the clock tower.
Right. Yep.
Every Saturday they were doing like this under the pavilion. They were doing a kind of like rave night. They had like someone would bring a DJ would come and they'd have everyone, you know, rollerblade and shit down there.
Brother Nature.
It was a cool thing. I used to go down there all the time. DJ. Yeah, it was great. Yeah. But like there, I just wonder where the where the line is or control. It's such a weird thing. There's like no one actually like what is allowed and what isn't is kind of very nebulous right now.
Dependent on who's going to benefit.
Yeah.
We're going to keep pushing forward until we find that line.
Yeah, no kidding. Yep. Well, there you go.
Nice.
What about with winter coming? What's the answer with that? Or what's the solution? Is it pre-loading episodes so to get you through winter, you know, record 4 to get you through February, something like that, or maybe move inside?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what we're doing. We've shot 3 episodes in the last 3 weeks.
Okay.
Including this coming one.
So pre-shot.
And by now we can announce the winter special, we're doing is we're going to do a indoor acoustic series through winter. With just a guy and a guitar, you know, a couple people.
Yeah.
Indoor cool locations and just do kind of an acoustic weird series through the winter.
Okay.
And then get back to shooting outside once it's nice again.
And before we go any further, just so people can know for sure, we'll say it now and say it again later, but where can people find these?
Everywhere.
Yeah, we've got full episodes on our YouTube channel. Everything is at LFSNW. Facebook channel, Facebook, YouTube channel, Instagram. It's all got links to one another. So you can follow us on all those. Full episodes on YouTube, premiering every month.
Yeah.
So we're keeping the content coming. We're putting out bonus content too. So we've got singles we'll be releasing. The collabs are separate too. So those are on each platform. But those three.
And we also have our own podcast that we have up on there too.
Okay.
Where we do interviews with the bands and stuff. After.
So it sounds like a lot of content coming out.
A lot of content.
And a lot of work.
Yeah. Now you guys do music also yourselves. So, but you, I mean, also have other things, you know.
Ryan's a very talented drummer in the band Civilians.
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 Civilians. I'm drunk.
Lucky.
So, I mean, how's that? How's it been affecting you guys personally with COVID, and then trying? I mean, you know, adjusting to doing this, and then, I mean, personally, are your musical projects still moving forward, or is it kind of just on pause?
Yeah, it took some adjusting for sure. It's not like Civilians was playing a million shows and going on tour or anything. You know, we're just doing it for the art's sake of it. So sure. It's just kind of a show here and there. So that wasn't too big of a shock, but you know, we haven't been able to like really get together and practice all that much or at all really, other than in short spurts here and yeah. there in varying iterations. But we've been working on our second album throughout this whole thing, slowly but surely. That should be out hopefully by the end of the year, I'd say.
Okay.
So that's been a lot of fun piecing that together, and you know, because you don't all have to be there at the same time these yeah. days to do it, so you can send things to each other, and so it's been moving forward. So it's kind of kept that creative itch scratched a little bit, and then you know, just painting whenever possible. But it's definitely there's definitely something missing, you know, not yeah. being able to have it be a consistent outlet.
Yeah, and it's such a, you know, again, with not knowing when live music is going to come back, or I mean, honestly, especially in a state like Washington, where we're more handcuffed by stuff like this, and you know, depending on who is elected governor, that makes a big difference and whatnot. But I mean, it, you know, it may be the type of thing where live music doesn't ever really come back like it was, you know. Yeah. I mean, where yeah. it's going to be always a limited scope of people, you know, or like, at least with comedy, people are seated and you can control where they are and things mm-hmm. like that, and it's one person on stage. Whereas like with a band or like a especially like a some sort of hip-hop or metal show or something, it's just X amount of people just smashed it together and yeah. a, you know, a band of 4 to 8 people or whatever. So it's, yeah. you know, it's really, really kind of daunting to think that it may never be what it was again.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very weird.
The, I mean, do you guys have just kind of assume this is going to continue in perpetuity? I mean, the live from somewhere, that this is just kind of the way the new project now moving forward.
Yeah. I think, you know, when live shows come back, it doesn't mean the end of this.
Yeah.
I mean, we've already discussed how we can continue this into the future, because right. the beauty of what we're doing is when live music does come back, you're going to see them at venues. You're still not going to see them in the pavilion
yeah.
or in a parking lot somewhere or in a field or who knows where we're going to end up. But we can then invite a small crowd out to that. So we can still do this live from somewhere shows, and then expand upon this idea, but still just put out this unique product.
Sure.
And keep it to brand and just continue.
So you guys are bringing crowds to the people to come watch these?
No,
not
absolutely
at all.
Not
this at
is
all.
Post, that's against the law.
This is post-COVID okay. talk. But right now, no, we're just taking the band and the crew. We set up, we record everything live on site. So everything you hear, everything you see, that's one set in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's true to what it is. We keep the mistakes. All that stuff. We just make it a live, genuine show as much as possible, and we hope people enjoy it.
Yeah. Have you thought about pitching that to venues? I feel like kind of your substitute for a concert right now?
Yeah, we've kind of thought about it.
We discussed it.
Yeah, we've discussed it. Right now, we're kind of pursuing the whole I don't want to say anti-venue, because we're not anti-venue, but we're trying to show people shows, you know, from elsewhere.
Unique locations. Yeah.
Okay.
We're really,
where you would never see a group before.
Yeah. yeah. We're really forever. Leaning into the uniqueness of this situation. So, you know, between the three of us, we could get into any venue in town and do this anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, but the uniqueness of this situation that may never be seen again is that live music is banned at venues.
Yeah.
So this is us doing what people do in times like this and trying to figure out, all right, how can we bring this to people? How can we give local artists a platform to bring their music to people?
Right.
And then we're just trying to keep and lean into that, as opposed to, you know, giving people what they're going to see when it all comes back.
Sure.
It makes it more unique and just
yeah,
special.
Yeah, yeah. It's an absolutely unique thing. I mean, it's such a great, I love the ingenuity of like, this is the problem, you know, COVID, not allowed to do shows and finding a solution and a workaround. For the locations, how do you guys decide on the location?
It can be pretty random sometimes. We get a lot of recommendations from people, you know, be it artists we've worked with or just people we tell the idea to. Like, oh, I know a barn out south of Deer Park.
Or, yeah, you
know,
yeah.
So it's pretty open as long as we can get in there and shoot. Like, we've shot in all kinds of different types of locations. So I think the main thing is
band input, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Talking to the groups. And, yeah. You know, because everyone has connections to everything.
Sure.
You know, shoot this one band. They're like, hey, I've got a fucking perfect spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it seems like every location we've had, every band that we've worked with falls into place. And it's just like, oh, okay, this is going to work.
Okay.
You know, it's just, it's unique to each band. And we tell them when we sit down, it's like, think of the show you want to play and a place you would love to play that you would never think of playing before.
Is it specific to Spokane bands? You guys looking at, I mean, down the road, is it going to be expanding to larger scale and things like that?
Yeah, we'd love to expand. As far as we do expand, we do want the focus to be on, you know, maybe artists that don't quite get the spotlight when things are at a normal state, you know. So we're kind of we're trying to keep it local, even though it spreads out.
Yeah.
Sorry, I lost my train of thought there. I hit a pothole.
What's the response been, I guess? What's the response been from the people for something amazing. Like this?
It's been really cool.
Yeah. Positive all around.
Has it been consistent return, or is it more specific to the artist that's on that episode? I mean, I'm sure there's some people who are following specific artists and you know, they're like, oh, I like that, or I like that type of music, but I mean, is there people who are just like, I'm just coming to this every month because this is
so
the thing?
So far, it's been a growing audience, and, you know, we've had a pretty wide array of genres coming through so far, and we're managing to retain a good amount of people who hop on for their artist that they know. They like what they see, and, you know, they can get behind the mission.
Yeah.
Because ultimately that's what it's all about, is just being able to provide that platform. So I think people are into the idea of supporting that idea.
That's the cool part about the collaboration section too, because each artist is gaining a new fan base that they never have before.
Yeah.
You know, so the combination of that, I think, and as well as how unique and cool that what we're doing actually is, it's been a huge response to both sides of it, you know, the individual fans and then just the fans of what we're doing.
Right.
And I think, honestly, for me, at least personally, it's been a lot more of the people that just think what we're doing is cool.
Yeah.
They don't even care about the artists.
Well, Spokane's pretty good at supporting anything coming out of Spokane that's like a unique idea. And people are so starved right now also for any type of entertainment. I mean, you know, there's just such a lack of a void of anything. You know, you can't even go to the movie theater. Bars got to close at, 11 now instead of 10. You get that extra hour.
Yeah.
You know.
Whoa, watch out.
Man.
Yeah, data's in. COVID doesn't come out till 11. that's science. You get an extra hour. I kind of want to talk about you guys as business owners personally outside of the live from somewhere. Because, I mean, you guys, John, what do you do outside of this? I'm sorry.
Oh, I work a day job, and then I also own Make Waves Media House.
Okay, so you, I mean, that's probably been heavily affected too by all this. I mean, I assume, you know, what do you guys specifically do?
Well, my company, we brought Ryan on this past summer. For the last few years, we've just been focused on, we've been focused on music videos and music related content.
Okay.
I also freelance edit, shoot stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, mostly the focus is music, and that's kind of what kind of brought all of us together, really, is because I started out shooting Ryan, old band, the Broken Thumbs, and then we did a music video premiere at the Magic Lantern and the Saranac Rooftop.
Mm-hmm.
5 years ago, maybe 4 years ago, Tyler was hired by Kelton,
yep.
to come out and do photos. And then that's when we all met. So we kind of met through the music and then, just kind of came together for this. And Tyler's an audio engineer. Ryan does everything else. Like, I do the video stuff. But Ryan just, it's cool. Just the team we have and everybody's just 100% and all about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of you guys outside of, again, before this project was started, was heavily affected by what's going on right now. Oh, yeah. I mean, as a restaurant owner, Tyler, that's be a crazy experience. How long were you guys closed for?
I mean, we were open the whole time for takeout.
So you never actually had to...
Well, we did close, obviously, for the first...
Couple weeks or whatever.
Yeah. Which was fucking great. Not going to lie. Because I got to sleep in.
Yeah, good little vacation. Yeah, needed vacation.
But yeah, it was tough, man. It was real tough. We were doing, a 15th of what we normally do business-wise. Man. And luckily, we have great customers and great support and kept us afloat,
Yeah.
But yeah, it was brutal.
Are you guys, you guys aren't don't keep bar hours, so it's not like you're open until 2 anyway.
I mean, we're usually closed by 10 or 11.
So that it's not too heavily affected besides, capacity
and things
like that. But
we're known for a big space area, so we can't have the big parties like we always have.
Yeah.
We have limited seating. We're a sports bar, and
yeah.
Just not having sports alone affected us huge as well.
Sure. Yeah.
But we made it through. Football's back and... staying busy.
Yeah, that's good. And you guys have 2 locations now, right?
We do, yeah. One up right by Mead High School, and then one up on 55th and Regal in South Hill.
So at least you guys are making it. I mean, I'm sure we all know so many business owners, especially restaurant and nightlife stuff, that's just seems like more and more dying every day.
Oh, yeah.
And aren't gonna make it through this. So, yeah, I mean, the landscape's going to be very different when this is... whatever over is,
exactly.
Cause over is, like I said, I don't think we ever get back to what it was on, January 1st, 2020, whatever that was in America. I don't think that ever really comes back.
No,
I don't think so either.
So
not anytime in the next couple of years.
Yeah. Sure. I think that, the social distancing, the masks, things like that are just kind of new standards for living, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Which is kind of wild, but I mean, kind of, and I don't know.
It's definitely unique. Unprecedented.
Unprecedented is, that is a word I've been saying a lot. Yeah, unprecedented.
My 6-year-old daughter's always, "Dad, you forgot your mask." Fuck.
Yeah, right.
I still forget.
Yeah.
Old dogs, new tricks, I guess.
I'm telling you, man, just go to Idaho. It's wide open. There's no COVID, doesn't exist there. They got freedom in Jesus. They don't have COVID.
Yeah. I was out there for that Lantern Fest last second. I had to go shoot that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
It's just wide open.
Idaho operates.
Yeah. This is where COVID was born.
Yeah. This is definitely where it's going to live for the next little while.
Yeah. There is no, every time I'm out there, it's, I'm positive that's where I got it when I got it, because I went on the road for like a 5-day stretch in Idaho and Montana, and I came back, and then that's when I felt like shit afterwards. I'm like, oh yeah, and a couple days later I got tested, but they're just like, no masks, no social distancing, no nothing, just whatever, I don't know. It seems kind of wild, but at the same time, especially after having it, it's kind of like, I don't know. Do we just let people figure it out? I mean, I think social distancing and masks is a good idea, but also, we got to let people open and kind of do their thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of businesses dying.
Yeah. And I mean, it just is crumbling.
Yeah, man.
So what about the Sip and Paint? I mean, what's it look like for that? You've been doing virtual stuff?
Virtual stuff. An occasional offsite private event with proper precautions in place, but ultimately it's just kind of in limbo right now.
Yeah.
So I'm mostly using it just to do my own paintings and stuff. And, it's funny, the world, there's a meme out there where it's like the world is burning. And then it's like your artist friend chimes in. He's like, "Hey, want to buy my painting?" Because there's definitely been an influx of creativity, you know, people producing, creating.
Yeah.
And that's great. But yeah, you know, it's kind of funny, myself being one of those artist friends, you know, just seeing all this new stuff pop up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everyone's got that free time and kind of rediscovering things that they maybe used to do and didn't have time for, or like, you know, you just have, maybe some people have some extra income too with, I mean, actually, you know, if you're doing well with unemployment.
I didn't get
that. That would have been nice.
Yeah, would have been nice. Unfortunately, when you're self-employed, you don't get shit, it turns out.
Yep.
So, you're on your own there.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you were barely employed, right? I'm like, well, yeah, kind of. So
I was barely employed before. Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I get, that's kind of the downfall of when you do everything off the books.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I don't pay taxes, but also don't get any of that other shit.
Damn it.
So, but that's funny. Yeah. But I mean, so. With a lot, you said you live streamed some Sip and Paint events.
Yeah.
Has the health department or anyone gotten on your case about that?
Well, we haven't done it in a little while. And like I said, you know, the precautions were in place, distancing and masks when you're not at your table and all that. But no, there wasn't really any backlash from that.
Yeah.
No.
We actually, because we.
Plus, we're like instructional.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Not
an event.
At least that was our workaround that I probably shouldn't be saying yeah, into a microphone.
That's, you know, the health department's not big fans of this show. we ran into that at the comedy club. We wanted to do live streamed events, mm-hmm. and they shut it down. Health department said, no, that's a live event.
Yep.
So, you know, we actually can't even play specials that... or how we're already filmed. Like, we can't put any, as soon as, if we can have people at the tables eating, but as soon as we put something on the screen, it's considered live entertainment.
Aren't they playing football?
Well, you know,
still
not supposed to
at places.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Isn't that,
yeah.
It's just like TVs on in the background and now that makes it dangerous?
Apparently that's that. Exactly. Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
No. Yeah. There's
a lot
no
of things that don't make sense.
Yeah. I'll just throw some. Well, I guess if we're not on TV, then it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Like my bar, you can't sit at the rail
right
at the bar.
You have to be at a table.
But we can put a table right in front of the rail.
Yeah.
That's totally fine.
Is that
so
really?
The joke is illegal? Legal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
I've seen
so
that in so many
stupid
places, too. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Where and when and how it makes sense and what their reasoning is seems to be not just, there's no rhyme or reason, right?
No.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Not at all.
You know, Inslee came out the other day and said that we should be wearing masks in our home. Like, if you're at home watching football, you should be wearing a mask. You guys together in your house wearing a mask. I'm like,
what?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
So. Yeah. It's like, come on, man. What do we
at a certain point, it's just, okay, you just want to see what you can get away with now. Yeah. And how much you can control everyone here.
Yeah.
Like, although, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I wear my mask 14 hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll get home, I'll be stoned, and I'll have a mask on. I'm like, why the fuck do I have this on still?
So wait, if you were
you get
at home
with the mask,
yeah.
On?
Yeah. So you were removing the mask to take a hit and then putting it back on. Is that you?
Just
were
take
stoned.
A bong hit
no.
Through the filter.
I'm stoned. I go out somewhere, get some fucking food, and come back and slow
oh, gotcha,
my mask
gotcha.
On.
I don't know how many times I have like
I got a zipper on my mask.
There you go.
I've tried to take a drink of something like with a straw and been like, oh fuck, dude. Like I shoved my face into a water fountain with my mask on. I'm like, oh, this is fucking. Goddamn
just
thing.
Waterboarding yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Death to the infidel dog. Yeah, I'm just like, fuck, dude, this is crazy.
Where'd you find a water fountain at?
Right?
I
know. They're
highly
very,
illegal
they're very
at this
few
point.
And far between. Most of them are blocked off. It was funny. It was at the mall, and one of them was open, and the other one was not. And I was very confused by that, but I'm like, fuck it.
You got a social distance.
Yeah.
You can't drink water
oh
next
my
to
God,
somebody.
Oh, my God, man. That doesn't make any sense.
I know, right? Like, this one is the COVID fountain.
Oh, man.
Yeah. COVID's only.
Yeah.
The COVID's only water fountain.
I was wondering if we were going to go there.
It
wasn't going to be me.
Dancing around that one.
Yeah.
The host can say it.
Yeah, listen, I'll go. I've said worse on this show. My former news anchor on this show, at one point, I said, I don't remember the whole context. I said something about that I was, the gist of the joke was that I'm not pro-choice, like pro-abortion, but I am pro-stem cell research. That was kind of the gist of the bit I was saying, the thing I was saying. And then I like stopped and I'm like, ah, fuck, dude. That might be one of the worst things ever said on this show. And she just, not even missing a beat, she goes, no, not even close. Not even close. No. And I go, top 10? She's like, no.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, man, Jesus, that's impressive. Christ. Like, I gotta start watching what I say on this show.
Right?
So, that's part of the fun.
Yeah. Unfiltered.
Completely unfiltered.
There we go.
Yeah. So, I mean, you guys are doing, back to Live from Somewhere, you guys are doing it once a month. Is it a schedule, like, every first Saturday, or is it kind of random throughout the schedule right now?
It's kind of on, like, a one-month
yeah.
cycle.
Rotation.
It's kind of been landing on, like, a Saturday toward the end of the month.
Okay.
The third.
Early 20s.
Yeah.
What's it like trying to drag equipment to, you know, a field in Deer Park?
Tyler takes us out.
I mean, that's so much fun. Let me tell you.
I mean, you know, you gotta, you know, the power and you know, finding the right sound. It, you know, obviously with music has to be dialed in pretty well. So when you're in the middle of nowhere, you can have out, you know, exterior effects in the elements. So
it's been a constant battle. Every episode, actually.
Like, it'd almost be better indoors.
Yeah, like at a venue or something.
The first episode actually fucking went amazing.
We first episode was way...
No problems whatsoever.
Yeah, I feel like hip-hop would be easier.
Sure, yeah, it's easier. You know? Well, that's what you think until you try to film at the pavilion and there's fucking crackheads.
That's an X factor. You can't. You're getting it.
Every episode since the first one, we've come into some sort of challenge. And we've obviously overcome the adversity and grown together as a team. But
all right.
Like the second episode was the first day when it was 400 smoke degree index.
Oh,
and we had this shoot plan for 2 months.
Oh, like, it was bad.
Fuck, should we cancel? What should we do? The band were troopers. We were troopers. We masked up and made it through that. The third episode, we were battling the general public down at the pavilion.
Yeah.
Which is like its own smoky haze.
Especially downtown. That's a whole other.
We had people at each end of the point, you know, trying to hold people back. You know, hey, we're doing a shoot right now.
Yeah.
Fourth episode.
Coming soon.
We had to push back a day because of the rain, and then we shot it, and it looked like it was going to rain the whole time, and then right as we got done tearing down, it started pouring rain. And
at least you got it through. I
mean, so, yeah, we made it through it.
The artist did great.
We haven't had any major flaws, major issues.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, yet.
Is there thoughts of expanding it, doing it more often, or is it just so labor intensive that once a month is really the realistic?
The problem is we all work jobs too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a very labor intensive project.
Sure.
It's a full day thing, you know, with tons of planning that goes into every shoot.
Oh yeah, and then the editing.
Then all the
putting
all the editing.
Yeah, that's,
yeah,
I mean,
that's the real times.
Time-consuming
part.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we're going to get to a point to where, you know, we have some major sponsors. And
we're really looking.
Eventually quit our day jobs.
Yeah, it seems like that's the type of thing. Yeah, you could really put together, and if you're getting enough eyes, you know, you start pitching to sponsors and be able to get
That's the ultimate goal.
Going, so. Yeah. And then, I mean, if that's...
At that point, we could do a shoot every week, you know? That's all we're doing.
Yeah.
We have plenty of time.
If you're doing it, you have crew, you have... You know, people who can, I mean, there's certainly enough musicians, but people, you know, together to do the shoot actually too. I mean, I assume it's more than just the three of you, crew when you do it.
We have a fourth unofficial member, kind of, Nick Michaels.
And then the fifth, Jesse Slazar.
Yeah, Jesse.
Drone pilot coming around shooting those beautiful aerial shots.
Yeah, nice.
One of the best in the country.
Yeah,
oh,
he's
wow.
fucking awesome.
Yeah, he's up there.
Yeah.
So, John,
it's just us three.
John, you shoot music videos before you did this, what you're still doing, but you were making music videos for as part of your Make Waves Media, you said.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that for?
I think the first one we shot was actually with Broken Thumbs 2015.
Yeah. What, I mean, What's the difference between shooting a music video and shooting anything else? I assume you had some sort of videography film background before you got into this.
Yeah.
So like, what's the process when you're approaching a music video like that? I mean, are you coming up with the concept? Is the artist, is it a collaboration?
Yeah, it's depending on the artist, it's usually pretty collaborative. I have had a couple recently with John Ward, kind of threw us the song and was like, what do you see? And our vision happened to match kind of what they had in mind.
Yeah.
So that works out sometimes. Other times it's the band comes with an idea. They don't know how to pull it off, but like, hey, this would be cool. What if we did this? And then the idea just kind of grows from there. And then we just kind of go back and forth.
First question is always, how big's your budget?
Yeah.
It's a very important factor of what you're about to say next.
Right.
It's like, hey, is that even possible? I don't know.
Yeah. What's the craziest thing someone wanted to do that you were able to pull off? And what's the craziest thing someone wanted to do that there was like no way you were able to pull, like that just not doable?
I haven't had any huge like impossible videos. I think the one that stands out that we should not have been able to pull off would be Laying Low for the Broken Thumbs.
Oh, yeah.
That was a shit show and a half.
Tell us more.
Yeah, give me a rundown on
how
that.
So?
All right. So, again, 2015, I think this was like the first legit music video I ever set out to do, and we had Broken Thumbs on board. So we had 2 days scheduled to shoot. Got through day one. Guerrilla style at some location north Nevada.
Okay.
Just some abandoned, cool-looking spot, graffitied up. It's like, this will be cool. We'll just go in. Gate was open.
Sounds like North Nevada. That all checks out.
Yep. And didn't have permission, but day one went smooth. We got 3 out of 4 performance pieces shot, or I think all individuals shot, and then we needed the full band and another thing then for day two, just to kind of wrap it up. Show up day two, we start shooting. Fourth member doesn't show up. That's a whole ordeal in itself. Guy never came. And then we get through about halfway. So I think about 1 o'clock, day two, 3/4 of the way shooting this music video, we get kicked out, lose our location. And then we're all just kind of like, well, we don't have the fourth member now. We don't have a location. We went across the street to whatever bar was over there.
Hops and Drops?
Yeah, that's the one.
Whatever that is.
Whatever that is
now.
Used to be.
Yeah, Hop Jacks.
Hop Jacks. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So what was Hop Jacks at the time? Had a beer. We were all feeling super defeated. But
crying into those beers.
Whole team of individuals just like, man, we can't give up. Like, I don't know what we're doing. But thinking outside, like, okay, where can we go? We have everything we need. We've got 6-7 people here that we probably won't get again for a long time. So we had a crazy idea to just drive by Kaiser, the old aluminum.
Yeah, sure. Up on up there. Higgins or Hastings, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
Hawthorne, I don't know, one of those.
Hawthorne.
So we're like, I don't know. We'll just drive by. It was like 2 hours later. So we get up there. Buddy Jordan at the time found a phone number on a door, and there was a single car parked in like the office.
Yeah.
And we're like, we'll call, see what they say. So he calls, gets him on the phone. Turns out there's a manager on site. So he's in the building, and we're like, hey, man, you want to come outside? Or, you know, if you're here, can we come out or talk to us or something?
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to figure out what we're doing. Guy ends up coming out, asks kind of what we're thinking. And, you know, we kind of just broke it down like, hey, yeah, we're just trying to shoot a music video. And he's like, all right, well, when are you guys thinking? And I'm kind of looked around and we're like, now, maybe.
About 2 hours ago was when we were.
Yeah. So it was like 3:30 in the afternoon at this point. And just told him like, yeah, man, we've got everything now.
Yeah.
I don't know if that'd be fine. And dude just kind of. Did he make a phone call or did he just kind of?
Yeah, he called the, or didn't he put us in touch with the owner of the property? And it took about 2 sentences for him to be like, sounds cool, go ahead.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. He's like in fucking Poughkeepsie or some shit. And he's like, yeah, I don't fucking care.
He's like, sweet,
doing
don't die.
Doing coke and getting a blowjob. Yeah, yeah. Fucking do what you want.
Yeah. Kill yourself. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, so needless to say, after about 15 minutes at Kaiser, we pretty much had the key to the plant and...
Damn.
Unattended.
Unattended. He just kind of walked us through, showed us a couple spots, just said, like, hey, don't fall in holes.
Yeah.
Here's the key.
Try not to get tetanus.
Yeah. Here's the key. Just, you know, lock up when you're done. So that was about 3:30. And then we were just kids in a candy store for the next hour and a half. Like, holy shit, where are we going to shoot? We have this whole 200 acres. Yeah. So we finally found a spot, let the sun go down, set up all the lights, and... Ryan and I didn't get out of there until 2:30 in the morning.
Jesus, yeah. Did the fourth member ever show, or you just did it finished without him?
No,
we just, did it without him.
Did you ever see him again? Did he die? What happened?
No, we saw him again, but that was the end of his tenure in the band.
Sure.
We're all on good terms at this point.
Yeah.
You know, but it was just one of those things. You know, it had to go the way it did, and everyone's better off now for it.
As musicians yourselves and dealing with musicians, take this in the spirit it's intended. I have to imagine dealing with a group of musicians is a nightmare.
Usually, yeah.
Like I get.
There have been a few.
It's like you're in a relationship with a group of codependent. I'll just stop there, but yeah, it's a
narcissist.
It can be interesting, but. You know, at the end of the day, your friends just trying to create something together.
Sure.
Not much, not unlike, you know, what we're doing here.
Yeah, if you get the right dynamics, it works, but it seems like there's always, especially, I mean, I've been on shoots for film stuff, including music videos, but other things too, you know, a lot of comedy stuff and different things. And there's always someone who doesn't show or shows up drunk or is just you're like, fuck, dude, like, just pull it together for 2 days while we while we fucking do this shit, you know, like we it's like, it's not even 2 full days, it's like 4 hours today and 2.5 tomorrow if we just do it.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh yes,
we've only had really one thing. I'm not gonna say who it was, but somebody showed up and we were about to shoot. He's like, oh hey, I just took some mushrooms.
Oh yeah,
I mean, I get
so
that.
You know. But no, we've been very fortunate to work with really good people, really true professionals, and
and I think especially
what they care about, you know, with their craft, and
we
take this very serious. We're professional with everything. Yeah. We want to work with people that are like minded, you know. So we're kind of selective in a way to who we want to work with. We know we've already ex-nayed certain people just because. They can't respond to a fucking text message.
Right.
You know.
That's a wild thing to me is that, because I mean, in addition to doing comedy, I produced comedy. Before COVID hit, I was running about 20 rooms across the Northwest.
Oh, dang.
And
nice.
The, you know, you reach out to comics to book them for a room, and it's like, you know, it doesn't have to be 5 minute response time, but like, probably same day. If this is your career and you want to work, like, man, get your shit together, dude. Like, you know, I've had people message me back like 6-7 days later, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's not a thing. It's filled. Like 100.
And that's what, like, I was gonna say is, you know, we take this seriously, and I think that shows to potential artists who give us the time.
Yeah.
So then they know that, like, oh shit, I need to step up.
Right.
And so everybody we've worked with already. Shows up ready to do work, not complaining, just doing what needs to get done.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you set a precedent of the level of quality and your expectations, I mean, you know, you work with the right people, they will come with that in mind. So, you know, is there anyone on your radar you want to work with or that's coming up that you can talk about? Or,
Well, there's plenty we want to work with. I don't know. I guess we got to kind of be tight-lipped about some of that. I mean, I would love to work with Deftones. How about that?
Okay. I think they're available.
Stars.
That's
yeah,
neat.
Yeah.
You hear that, Chino? Come on
down. Yeah, come on down.
I think a really cool local goal would be to get Alan Stone. That would be my
personal,
a solid choice.
Okay.
Local artist,
yep.
Even though he's global.
That's a good
know,
one. Yeah.
I think that would be really cool.
Is he based locally still?
Yeah,
or
he
what
lives
is
in
he...
Spokane now.
Oh, wow.
They got a cabin... out somewhere.
Liberty Lake.
Yeah.
Damn. There you go. Well, yeah, I mean, there's certainly no lack of musicians, but finding the right ones with the right fit is definitely
important.
We have
a ton of talent in this city, and
yeah.
We want to showcase it.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. I think we do, too. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Lilac City Dynamics. Yeah, they were in here the other night.
They're great.
Yeah, nice. They were in here the other night, and yeah, we were talking about the same thing. I think Spokane's like a little hidden gem for talent in
for
all
sure.
the arts.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know, and I think we're on a vanguard of if we head in the right direction of potentially being like the next Minneapolis, like this cool little kind of spot where a lot of different types of arts happen and you know, still livable. Isn't on fire.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah.
Things like that.
No, I think you're on the right track with that though. For sure.
So yeah, there's a lot of potential, and things like this are definitely push that forward. And because this is such an easily accessible thing that it goes beyond Spokane. I mean, obviously people in Spokane are going to know the names of the bands, but you know, if it's so, you know, as well produced as it is and polished looking, if you get it out there enough, I mean, this is something anyone anywhere can watch,
yeah,
and enjoy.
And, you know, and that's kind of what I tell people when they want to book a music video, and that's kind of the same message we've been telling each artist that comes in is like, you don't play to Spokane.
Right.
You have the potential now to reach worldwide. So whatever you put out, you should have that thought in mind and not aim for a local level production when you can get better.
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, it's literally the worldwide net, worldwide web. You can go all over.
Yep.
play to the big room, not just the local room. Those people know you and are going to come see either way. So,
exactly.
All right. Before we get out of here tonight, guys, we're going to play a little segment we call the Rundown. It's just a series of questions I ask my first-time guests. They're not tough questions. They're pretty easy. Individually, they don't say much. Just when you start to put them together, just starts to paint a tapestry of who people are.
I don't think you want to open that box.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Weird, guys.
I'm Icarus. I like to fly close to the sun. They're pretty simple. Like I said, we'll start with some easy ones, and we'll just go left to right here. So, John, you're on the hot seat on these questions.
Oh, no.
How do you take your
left?
How do you take your coffee?
Little bit of cream.
Just a hot little bit of cream.
Hot little cream.
Hot little cream. All right.
Loves hot cream.
Phrasing.
For me, it would be nitro cold brew, pretty much straight up.
All right, nice. I like that. That's the heavy hitter there.
Oh, yeah.
Just mainline that shit.
Oh, yeah. Hit me up.
Tyler?
I'm going to go with a 16-ounce triple iced caramel macchiato.
Oh, bougie. Okay, he's got the longer it goes.
I memorized that 10 years ago.
He knows what he likes.
Apparently, these guys have coffee budgets. Yeah. I'm just the guy at home brewing my own.
We got coffee at work.
Yeah. What do you guys use a locally sourced blend there at Pools, or what do you guys able, you want to say what you use there?
No.
No, you don't want to say?
We use some boxes as FSA on it.
It's fair.
We do. I think we use Thomas Hammer, actually.
Okay, that's good. Go. Yeah,
I don't order that stuff. I order all the booze.
Yeah.
The important
stuff.
The
good stuff. Yeah.
Food and coffee is handled by my chef.
All right, well, speaking of booze, what's your drink of choice?
Either an IPA or a good old-fashioned.
Okay. IPA, who's your favorite? You got a favorite local brewery IPA?
Oh, man, there's so many good ones.
There are a lot
it's
of good ones.
Hard to pick a good one.
Yeah? What do you got? You hit a lot of the craft breweries in town?
You've been drinking a lot of that Yaya.
Oh,
fluffy
yeah,
puffy
yeah.
sunshine.
Oh, that's
Pools.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm on like a hazy phase lately. The hazy IPA. So I've just been running around trying to find all those ones. But
all right, nice IPA. I can dig it. Lots of those around. Ryan.
Oh man, pretty much just whiskey.
Just whiskey. BV straight out the plastic bottle.
Oh yeah, there you go.
With a Coke back.
I like Johnny Utah.
Ooh,
okay.
That's probably one of the best beers.
Johnny Utah by is who?
Georgetown.
Georgetown, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Johnny Utah. Isn't that Keanu Reeves' character's name in Point Break?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. So yeah, Johnny Utah and a Pendleton, maybe. That might be a whiskey of choice. Easy, not top shelf, not bottom shelf.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goes down
smooth. You a whiskey guy? You go bourbon or what do you
Mostly bourbon. Yeah. Okay. But I definitely have an appreciation for, you know, the blends and scotch.
Sure.
And all that good stuff.
Yeah. Buffalo Trace makes a good bourbon.
Yes, they do.
Try that.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
I quit drinking a year and a half ago, but that was one of my
congrats.
Thank you, but yeah. It's not going to last.
You picked a hell of a year to try and do that.
Don't tell me about it. I know. Believe me, when this hit, I'm like, I should just fucking for until this is over. Just
there's an asterisk here,
right? Yeah, come on. This is like that Barry Bonds baseball year.
Yeah,
it's fucking whatever. Who cares?
Well, that shows some willpower that you're able to hold strong through a time like this, though, man.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's the start of it was a little tough, but after I'm like, fuck it. But I also do mushrooms like every week, so whatever.
Sure. Well, that's better for you.
It is way more fun. I love it. Tyler, drink a choice.
Double tall Tito's press. Hold the fruit.
Okay. What kind of fruit?
No fruit.
No fruit. No okay. fruit. All right. Is that's just vodka and Sprite?
Sprite and soda.
Soda water. Half. Yeah, okay, that's right. All right.
A little sweet, a little healthy.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, healthy.
The extra shot.
It's just a vodka soda with unorganic lime.
There you go.
You know, that's a little extra. Yeah. That, lemon lime, that little extra sugar. Yeah. Love that. All right. Well, let's talk about food then. If you let's go pizza. Everyone likes pizza, right?
Yep.
If you could have any pizza, not from a place, we're talking toppings. Any toppings you wanted on your pizza, you can have any toppings you want. But now those are the only toppings you can have on a pizza for the rest of your life. So you have to pick one combination.
Can get a
vodka
and weed pizza. Yeah.
What do you got? What do you put on your forever pizza?
That's a tough one.
Wow.
Well, my everyday pizza is like a meat lover's pizza. Pepperoni jalapeno, something like that.
Pepperoni jalapeno is my jam. Pepperoni jalapeno sausage is my jam. That's what I go to.
Yep.
Yeah.
Have to be one of those too.
Yeah. The meat, meat lovers is good for like a slice, but at a certain point, it's like, I just feel like I'm going to piss Mrs. Dash the next day. Like it's just too much sodium.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Diminishing returns.
Yeah. For me, I would say probably like barbecue sauce base.
Oh, interesting. Going rogue.
With
I like
chicken.
It. Which ooh, just what nice. Kind are we talking yeah. just barbecue sauce that's and good. Grilled chicken? That's it.
Barbecue sauce, grilled chicken, maybe some olives.
All right.
Something.
Interesting.
Maybe some red onion. Something
okay.
Like
nice. All right.
Depends on how fancy I'm feeling.
Yeah, all right. That's,
well, you're pretty fancy
that's
from
a good,
start.
That's a good one. Yeah,
barbecue sauce.
Barbecue.
I know.
Ooh. It's good. Barbecue chicken pizza is fucking good.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Some red onions, some bacon on there.
There you go.
I don't know, man. I love pizza. I eat pizza like 5 days a week.
Yeah. What's your, you got a go-to pizza spot in Spokane?
Republic Pie.
Nice. Good choice.
Spot.
Are you from Spokane?
I'm from Missoula, actually.
Are you?
Originally. I grew up in Spokane, but Missoula originally.
Right on.
But yeah, they have a pizza there, The Bluff. It's got fried Brussels sprout leaves, bacon, garlic white sauce.
Ooh.
So, yeah,
whoa.
It's so fucking good.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Sounds
I do
really
like
good.
Republic Pie. I haven't been there in a long time, though. But, all right, that sounds tasty. I like, is that your go-to then?
That's my go-to spot. I mean, if I'm going to do just a two-topping Domino's
you can do any
pizza.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, two-topping.
I don't know what the rules are of
you
this
can
game.
Go, you, can
yeah.
go any, you can go
pizza,
any toppings
man.
You want. You just,
I
there's
mean,
now the
I
ones.
Order Domino's a lot because I'm a member, and I like to get my free pizza with my points. But I always usually get the thin crust with the garlic white sauce and Italian sausage and onion.
Okay.
The roasted red peppers, actually. That's what I usually
Italian
call.
Sausage and onion. That's a classic pizza combo right there.
Yeah.
That's like old school New York pizza.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay.
I like to throw the garlic white sauce on it, though.
That's a good, a good little pep in your step there. Yeah.
What's
right.
yours, Deez?
Pepperoni sausage and jalapenos, man.
Oh,
yeah,
same
like,
deal.
Yeah, that's my go-to. Nice. Yeah. I used to play this game with guests and would always said if their pizza was the same as what I wanted, I would order everyone pizza. Someone finally guessed it, so I had to stop offering that. I'm putting that on the table in case
happened
anyone came
time.
In knowing ahead of time. As they know ahead of time that's what I go to,
well,
then, you know.
That's a good point. I was going to say you wait till after... to tell us that.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it would have been pepperoni, sausage, and jalapeno. That's my go-to. Nice. All right. How about if you could purge, like the movie The Purge?
Uh-oh.
Anything's
I would
legal.
Love that.
Anything's legal. You got 1 hour, though. What do you do?
Oh, shit. I don't know. Probably go steal a badass car.
Yeah.
Just mob around town.
What kind of car are you looking for, John?
Shit, what's close that has like really expensive cars? We don't really have those
Maserati.
Assume
somewhere. You can get your hands on whatever you want.
Maserati,
what are you going
in
for?
Coeur d'Alene, I think.
If I'm going for anything, if I was like anywhere, it'd be like an Aston Martin.
Oh, no, like a new one or old one?
Whichever one is
anything
there, man.
You can, yeah, an Aston Martin, huh? All right.
I would put on a concert.
And just watch the crowd go crazy.
I would eat at a full restaurant.
Yeah.
The end of the new Bill and Ted movie.
I would allow live entertainment with no distancing.
1 hour set. Let's do this.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, it includes load up time, so chop chop. That's a good answer.
15 minute load in.
Yeah.
What would have been a crazy answer last year. Now
right.
Makes yeah. sense.
That was very practical. Tyler?
Man, I don't even know. I think I would try to relive the April 22nd, 1992 Sublime song.
There you go.
Yeah,
break into the record shop, steal all my instruments and shit that I want.
There you go.
That's
you
a
go.
Good one.
Probably the liquor store.
Yep.
Yep. That'll probably be empty real quick.
Weed store. Weed store.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Hit up the pot shop.
Music stop. Liquor shop.
There you go. That's a
weed
good
shop.
Perfect. Yeah.
In that
go.
Order.
And I'd be
and
coming
when
over.
When you want to catch him when that hour's over, he'll just be stoned as shit listening to records.
Right. Spinning.
Check out my new drum set.
This guy's just drumming. He's got fish playing in the background. He's got... See,
Grateful Dead.
All right. Let's see. How about you guys are all into music. Let's talk some music. What's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh, man, I don't even karaoke.
Never? Not once?
Never.
Not.
Really?
You need to change that, Joe.
Nope.
Oh, man, I can't wait for karaoke.
What's
to
in your heart?
Again.
What's your heart song? What's your heart song?
What oh, would man. You do?
What would I do karaoke? I can't
even... Prevail or something?
Probably. This is something yeah. heavy. I don't know. That's a good question.
King Diamond.
Shoot.
Oh, I don't know.
You're up, Brian.
Oh, okay. Well, No Diggity by Blackstreet.
Ooh, nice.
That's my go-to.
No Diggity?
Yep.
All right, I'll go I Got Five on it. That'll just
there you go.
A little bit.
There you go.
I'll do that one.
That's funny. I used to sing a lot of karaoke.
Yeah?
An old Hangar 57 days.
We're going to have to go do some singing, boys.
Oh, too bad it's illegal, guys.
True.
Damn it. Not
well, they have microphone condoms.
Hey, we'll do a karaoke from somewhere, huh?
Yeah, that's what you should do.
Copyright, though.
That's true. We'll just do local music.
Yeah. God, I don't know. One of my go-tos was Santeria.
Okay. I'm noticing a trend with Sublime.
I love Sublime, but it's like my tone, I guess. Me and my buddy used to always do... 500 Miles by the Pretenders.
Well, there you go.
Right.
Proclaimers.
I love Proclaimers. Right. That's,
yeah.
Right. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a good one.
I don't know. Anything Beatles.
All right.
Nice.
Okay. Well, that leads me to another question on the list then. Who's your favorite Beatle?
George Harrison.
Good call.
Paul.
I love that.
Oh, Paul.
Paul.
Paul,
for sure.
Paul. All right. Poppy guys over here. Deep cut in the middle. I see how it is.
I've Got My Mind Set on You by George Harrison is one of... In my opinion, one of the best pop songs ever.
I have that on vinyl.
And very
you
out
do?
Of very yeah. out of his kind of well, it was 80s, so it's a little more. But
yeah.
You know, you talk about, but not what he was. What Is Life is one of my mm-hmm. favorite songs of all time.
Oh yeah.
You know that album, his first album that he released. He was very upset with it, actually.
Really?
Despite it being, yeah, he was too overproduced, he said. He wanted it all to be simple, stripped
sounds
down.
Sounds like old Georgie.
Yeah, just, you know, guitar. He's just a guitarist, man. He just wants a guitar and fucking,
and
you
he
know,
just writes
play.
The best
wants
tunes.
His guitar to gently weep.
Yeah.
That's
man,
right.
Well, man, I think probably some of the best Beatles songs are George Harrison songs.
Yep,
so,
agreed.
You know. All right, sticking with music. Gil... Nice. Oh, I love it. Nice.
Tyler's flashing
yeah.
us.
Yeah.
Oh, nice, man.
He's got a Beatles tattoo on his...
T-shirt. taint.
Abdomen.
I got all my favorite bands tattooed on me.
The Sublime too?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. With
not up there yet.
Sticking with music, we're gonna talk guilty pleasure songs. I'm talking a song where you're jamming, you're rolling down the street, you pull up to a stoplight, and there's a full bus stop, and those windows got to go up, man. You can't. You're embarrassed. What is a guilty?
It's like everything I listen to.
Man, I don't know about a track, dude. I got like days where I'm just like, there'll be like a Poppy House, whatever, you know, whatever low key. I don't know. Yeah, a little bit different than what I'm normally listening to, but sometimes you're just in that mindset and you just roll up to a light. You're like, ah, I don't look that type. So I'll roll these windows up.
Man, you know, my guilty pleasures, I don't know, genre doesn't really matter so much to me anymore, but I'll still roll up those windows if I'm rocking like I'm in Love with Your Body. By what's his name, redheaded short guy,
Ed Sheeran.
There you go. Thank you.
Oh, we almost lost it.
That's I'd roll the windows up if all I was jamming that one.
God, I don't even know.
It's a good song.
I'm such a sucker for pop music. I fucking love it.
Yeah, see, I mean, I am too, but there's a certain time where I'm like, I have a soft spot for like bubblegum girl power pop. Yeah. It's fucking, not gonna lie, dude. Like, I'll
that's
rock
the
some,
good shit.
Dude, I'll rock some T-Swift or some Miley Cyrus or some shit.
Dude,
Party in the USA
T-Swift
is my jam. And like, but you know, that's
Shake It Off is my jam.
Same, bro. Same.
Dude, I love that song.
Yeah, I've got, yeah, absolutely. But it's, you know, it's tough sometimes. You can't always rock, you know, you know, cruising on the highway. No problem, man. I'm shaking it off.
Yeah.
A 20-mile-an-hour zone where everyone can identify me.
I'm rolling it up.
It's a little different. Yeah, it hits a little different. So maybe Shake It Off then? Is that the guy? What are you thinking?
Maybe. Like it's probably 5 years ago, probably.
Yeah.
No. I'm not embarrassed by this, but I want to dance with somebody.
Whitney Houston?
My favorite song ever.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah. That's an amazing song.
It's a great track.
I think my newest guilty pleasure is that fucking Lizzo song. I do my hair. Just because my daughter loves it. I was like, the song's amazing.
I thought you were going to say WAP or WAP.
That's just a banger, man.
All right. Last question. And this is a very important question that has been hard hitting and very divisive over the last few weeks in the Social Hour community on the podcast and beyond.
Here we go.
I need to know how many times would it take for you to punch a horse in the face?
Are you making this up?
To
you
death. If you, they're not fighting back, docile, but you have to punch a horse in the face.
How big
to
is the
horse?
Death.
It's a horse.
It's a Palomino, medium.
Medium, all right.
It's still a horse.
It's still a horse. How many punches does it take for you to punch a horse in the face to the death?
Oh, God.
Did you just make that up?
No, this is a real question.
Really?
It's been floating around for weeks now.
I've seen this before.
This is a real thing.
Is your script a Mad Lib?
I don't even know a range that would be suitable here.
Ouch.
I feel like there has to be a spot somewhere that if you hit it
like, where's
perfectly
the temple? One.
Well, yeah, one.
Sprinkle a little COVID on my knuckles and just punch it once.
It depends. Are we talking about a gift horse?
Jesus Christ.
Because you're not even supposed to look them in the mouth.
It's a whole different thing there.
God.
What do you got? How many?
It's got to be a couple hundred, right?
It would have to
a
be
a couple.
If you could even
my
lift
hand
your
is
arm
gonna
at that
break
point,
before right. That horse's head's gonna break.
42. I'll say 42.
Okay,
just because 42. Of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Okay.
42.
42.
It's the meaning of everything.
John, what do you got? How many times?
I'm not that optimistic. I'll go like 87.
Okay.
I'm going to go 41.
41.
Oh, he's gonna, this isn't the price,
price
is right.
Price is right.
$1. $1.
Price is wrong,
right.
Bitch.
Those are all reasonable answers. Those are all reasonable. I don't have an answer yet. We haven't tested it. This is just a test of someone's confidence.
Animal
testing. Really, more than anything else. Yeah. Yeah, no animals were harmed. Don't email me. I don't want to hear from you guys.
PETA's already emailing you.
We all know we couldn't beat up a horse.
What is this hypothetical situation we're talking about?
I had a guy on the other night. I asked him this question. And do you want to know what he said?
Yeah.
Six.
With confidence.
With fucking full confidence.
Oh, bro, six.
Six.
And what That's was his it. Reasoning?
He's strong. He's got eyes a soft spot. I could punch him six times. I go, dude, I used to box. You can't fucking punch a human in the face six times and kill it.
Right.
Like, there's no fucking way. And he's like, yeah, six times. Like, so you're telling me. You're going to square up to Secretariat, and you're going to look him in the eyes. You have to dip a little because he's got eyes on the side of his head. You're going to look him in the eyes. You're going to fucking look him in the eyes and just pop, 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 dead ass horse. No fucking way.
No fucking way.
I'm like, there's absolutely no chance. All right. Well, I appreciate your candor and your honesty with and not overstepping your ability to kill a horse.
I'm gonna be thinking about this for a while.
It's gonna ruin my night right now.
Yeah, yeah. You don't. We're not gonna test, but one day, when the apocalypse hits, I'm gonna punch the shit out of a horse.
Is that your purge?
Yeah, that's my purge. I'm gonna just murder the fuck out of a horse. I want to go.
I think you can already do that.
Yeah, I want to go mini pony, donkey, zebra, stallion. I need to know.
You need to go Clydesdale.
Yeah, I feel like the donkey's gonna be the toughest because they're dumb. They're like so dumb they won't know they're hurting. You know,
is this like the new or a mule? How many licks to the center of the Tootsie Pop ad campaign
yeah,
we're doing?
Exactly.
Little cartoon horse getting punched.
Bachelor right? party in Tijuana. We could do it.
Yeah, it's a different kind of donkey show.
Just ask Kevin Smith.
Oh, shit. All right, guys. Well, before we get out of here, tell everyone where they can find you again, social media, personally, and the show, etc.
All right, yeah, live from somewhere. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, at LFSNW. New episodes airing monthly. I'm John Kurtz, just on Facebook, Make Waves Media House as well.
Yeah, the LFSNW is for Live From Somewhere Northwest, just in case people are getting the letters mixed up listening. And then, at Sip and Paint Studio, at Civilians, at Speak Studios.
I'm going to be here a minute.
No, I'm just kidding. Tyler, your turn.
He's got Rice Stock Art.
Oh, yeah, that one.
I got just that. You got LFS. NW,
and all of our
Tyler
tags.
Pool.
Go to Pool's Restaurant if you're in Spokane.
Pool's Public House.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. All right, guys. And again, just because it's live from somewhere northwest doesn't mean you have to be in the Northwest to enjoy it. You can check out the live streams, follow them, support them. And maybe if you support them enough, you'll be able to get weekly shows instead of monthly. So check it out. Anything else coming up, going on, you guys, before we get out of here?
Think we got it.
All right.
We're good.
Cool. Well, I appreciate you guys being here. Guys, again, for me, new show, Some Imperfections Podcast, dropping Wednesday, November 4th. I think that's tomorrow, actually, if you're listening to the show as it comes out. So that's going to be a hit, as well as go to deescomedy.com/calendar. Check out all the dates on the calendar. We do have some kind of stuff coming up. It's here and there, nebulous, mostly in Montana and Idaho, but Lewiston every month, Kalispell every month, Missoula, things like that. So check it out. And that's it for the Social Hour, guys. I've been Deese, and for John, for Ryan, for Tyler, and from live from somewhere, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Smoke weed every day.
And we will see you next week.